welcome to Game of Thrones, Wieners and Such, Season 7, Episode 1, Dragonstone. And that's Game of Thrones, KSHMR, and the Golden Army Remix. It's on YouTube. If you want to check it out.
I like it.
Yeah.
We just checked it out.
If someone else wants to check it out, it happened. Welcome to the Game of Thrones Wieners and Such podcast.
It is time.
And yeah, man, it's been a...
It's been a long year.
It has been a long year.
Lots of stuff happened in between last season and this season.
Correct.
Did anyone else need a little refresher before we started?
Luckily for everybody that was watching the show, they had a nice little previously on Game of Thrones, and they showed basically a recap of Cersei blowing up the what was that fucking place called?
The underground, the
World Trade Center,
the Citadel.
Yeah,
the Citadel.
There it is.
Well, it's the World Trade Center of Westeros.
Right, and yeah. Oh, by the way, I forgot, new season, maybe new listeners. Today we have rotating guests on every week, but usually I'll be here. It's Royce Lopez from Hippo Juice, and Marie's here.
I'm Marie Lopez from Hippo Juice.
Mersh is on tonight. Also, anyone that's going to be on is a super fan, and of course, producer Dutch is on. But we'll have different people on. And again, they had the recap, and the recap pretty much summed up everything that you needed.
The Bastards War.
Yes.
They summed up the development of the Three-Eyed Raven, all that kind of happy horse shit that we all know.
Correct.
Arya Stark being a badass.
Yes.
That's how it opens.
Also, it's probably heading down the road of possible antagonist.
Yeah, because...
You think it's going to go that direction?
Well, think about it this way. We're fighting an army of undead people, right? And she's just running around killing people all willy-nilly.
She basically poisoned anybody who was behind the Red Wedding, which I like the fact that they opened the entire episode up with that whole thing, because it was that the old pedophile guy and... Oh, not... Wait. Who was it? Yeah, it was him, right?
Walder Frey.
Yes.
Right. I apologize. And then everybody else who was involved in all of that. And it was just a great opening before. Okay.
But the point is that Arya, right, is running around settling old fucking beefs. And we're about to go fight an army of undead people. We need as many people living and fighting as possible. So the point is, Arya's not a big picture kind of person. Like, I don't think she's going to find out what's going on with the White Walkers and give a shit. She's still just going to run around killing people. She's not going to be a good guy.
Yeah, I mean, she did even have the line that tell the house that winter came, so I mean...
I mean, look at it this way. Magneto's not a good guy either. He's fucking awesome. So it's okay, it's fine. Arya's not going to be any less awesome. She's just not going to be a good guy. So don't get attached to that idea.
You think she's not going to stop killing once she gets through her whole list?
Absolutely not.
I think I disagree with you 100%. I think she's going to have like some sort of weird, like at the end of this season, I think they're going to have like some sort of family reunion between her and her sister and her half brother. I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, and everybody's going to be all happy again, like nothing happened. No, she's going to be a goddamn killer. That's what she's been literally studying just to kill people forever now. She's a killer now.
Right there.
You don't come out at fucking killer school and go, all right, hey, look, we won, yay. Let's bake cakes.
And that's pretty much how the episode started. After the whole little recap, they showed what's his name of the dude from House Frey, his main name, the
Walder Frey, the main
Walder Frey, you're right. Okay, so she's disguised as and by the way, starting right now is when spoilers start. So if you tuned in,
you're not listening to the show if you haven't.
You would be surprised in the Facebook chat. Somebody goes, "I haven't watched it yet. Spoilers! I'm watching now."
Stop listening to the show, idiot. Yeah.
Listen later.
The point of this show, if you're just now listening, is we're recapping Game of Thrones.
You're a moron. If it's what day is it now? It's now Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday, sir. Okay.
So it's been out for 4 or 5 days now. If you're clicking on anything that has the words Game of Thrones in it and you haven't seen it yet, you're an idiot.
Yeah, look, again, I would say You usually try to give a week because people do have kids and stuff. And
yeah, but I'm saying he clicked the link with the video.
Is a Game of Thrones recap. That's what I'm saying. That's the point of the show.
That's fair.
Stop helping these idiots out, Royce. You're being too nice.
Let's focus on the show.
Right.
The very first thing that we see that happens is Walder Frey is speaking to the House of Frey, and they're having another wonderful, you know, feast.
And, a celebration.
And by the way, I want to point out, if you didn't figure out in like 2 seconds what was going on, an idiot.
Yeah, you're a moron.
It was quite obvious.
Yeah, they basically, they were all going to get poisoned. The maidens are walking around, and they keep zooming. And
yeah, they kept doing close-ups of the wine getting poured.
Right,
while
correct.
A guy who died last season by an assassin who can wear people's faces was giving a great speech. This isn't going to go well.
You might as well have had one guy in the back hitting some other guy in the arm saying, watch this. Watch what's going to happen next.
Yeah, HBO might as well have hired a guy to come to my house the other night and just elbow me.
Like,
and go,
bro, watch.
Andrew Greenway says, we're going to talk about Reek's new dick. Spoiler alert. No, you know, I'm a little sad there was no Reek.
There was no dick, there was no tit in this episode. It was all death and reminding us where we left off.
So Arya Walder Frey does an amazing monologue. And Mercer and I were talking about, like, when I think of these old British actors, they're so good at monologues. Like, they're really, really good at it. So, he went up there and here, let's play a little snippet of the speech.
This is the finest Arbor Gold. Proper wine. For proper heroes.
See, there's your first clue. He's never nice to anyone. Correct. He's never given a compliment before.
They're drinking the wine.
Everyone drinks. He holds back, obviously, because it's poison.
He tells the girl, his granddaughter.
Yeah, Arya apparently lets the women live.
I'm not wasting
she just kills
good
the men.
Wine on a damn woman.
Yeah.
Now, I know she can change faces, but when did she learn how to change voices?
Well, I mean, that goes along with the whole package, I think. I mean, if you're accepting face changes, you're going to accept.
I love the one asshole that's still drinking the wine. He's like, oh, right. Wine. I love wine.
An ambiguous fire god has brought two people back from the dead, one multiple times.
Right.
At this point, you got to suspend a little. This dragon's flying around.
All right, fair enough.
You got to let go of some of it.
Fair enough.
This isn't The Wire.
Yeah. So they drink the wine, they all fucking basically die in front of there. She takes off the mask. And you also have to point out, why is she so much shorter when she takes the mask off? You know, that's something that is true, right? It is
just magic. Let's just say magic.
Right.
Yeah.
And we'll just go on.
Well, I mean, how tall could Walder Frey really be?
Man, there's a lot of available poison in Game of Thrones.
Right.
People die by poison all the time in this series.
It does seem to just be laying around.
Yeah.
It's very, very dangerous, I guess.
You really need to have somebody drinking things before you drink them, like on a regular basis.
Andrew Greenway says, favorite Walder Frey line in the last season before Arya killed him. Where are my sons? Probably trimming their cunt hairs. That is very funny.
Those were basically his dying words.
Right.
That's fucking amazing.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, he wasn't, let's put it this way. Walder Frey, if you're not a big follower of the Game of Thrones thing, he's not a likable guy in any sense of the word. He just is horrendous.
Yeah. He's just not evil from day one.
So pass the unless you have more clips from it.
I do have one more quick clip here, and it's after she drinks the wine, what Arya tells the girl, so I figured I wanted to play that here.
Everyone's crumbling to the floor.
Yeah, after everyone's crumbling on the floor.
And the women are like, what the fuck?
Okay, so.
She pulls off.
Yeah, she did spare all the servant girls and shit.
She did.
Because one of the servant girls actually did go to grab a wine glass, and he refused it.
This right here.
No.
Ask you what happened here. Tell them the North remembers. Tell them winter came for House Frey.
That was fucking baller level like, fuck you, I'm going to do whatever I want.
Yup.
No, Arya's the boss at this point.
I'm kind
of
curious.
We established that at the end of, or the end of two seasons ago. But, yeah, she's an animal.
I'm curious, because off the air we established, me and Royce earlier, that she's 20 now.
Right.
And in the show, she was like, you know, 10 when the show started.
Right.
And then, like, in storyline. But now how old is she? She's got to be she can't be younger than 15, 16 storyline-wise. Because you can't.
Yeah, correct.
About 16, yeah.
You got to figure, right? Because she's not, still not, like, you know, I would say sense.
But we're talking about, like, you know, Game of Thrones years? Because their years and seasons are a lot longer than ours. But you're talking about,
that's what I'm wondering. Like, what human is the time, years. What is the time right. pass character-wise? Like, how old? Because I'm thinking she would be probably, like, 16, 17 at this point.
Yeah, right. I would say that's about right, yeah.
You know, because you couldn't even at, like, 15, even if you were a psychopath. You know, 16, 17-year-old, now you could probably start really whacking people.
Well,
yeah,
with the training that she's had, I mean.
I don't know, because Arya just, it's weird, because when you rewatch the series and you see she's a little kid running around with a dumb helmet on episode one, and you're like, Jesus.
Andrew Greenaway says, at least Arya didn't grow huge tits like the girl from Modern Family. I guess that's a bonus.
Is it? Right? I mean, she's growing into herself well. She still looks like a character. She didn't get all awkward.
Yeah, Merce said it earlier. Like, they did a really, really good job. Like, you know, sometimes they force the strong woman angle. But with Arya, they did a really, really good. Like, she's just a badass.
They worked it in, yeah.
And the source material's the same way. Like, the books, they didn't. There's a lot of strong women characters, but it's George R. R. Martin is not a, like, hey, look, I love, like, you never see him pushing any, like, of that horse shit, like, mainstream-wise. He's like, he doesn't do the whole, like, oh, girl power. No, he just writes characters that are like, damn, that's a fucking, that's a bad bitch. Like,
yep. He's very
Brienne
good
of Tarth
at
and Arya. Yeah. Like, they're not, they're women that are realistic characters.
Lady
like,
Mormont.
Lady Mormont,
badass,
10 years old.
Badass.
But they're all book characters, too, and you're like, he writes good, strong women.
Yeah, you've been reading the book, right, Marcia?
I read them, like, it was probably 2 years ago that I was reading the books, like, e-format, like, on tiny screens.
Right, right. Just,
but, yeah, I mean, I got into it. I didn't memorize it all, but there's a lot of stuff in the books that they just were like, no, this is just getting cut. Like, there's a lot of stuff that they're just going, man.
Yeah, there's a lot
of
stuff.
So now the book readers are pissed because they're not even finished. And they're like, all right, well, none of that stuff matters, apparently.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's a good point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're pissed. They're like, well, fucking.
I have a question about that. So is this season the first season that isn't based off of written material?
No, that was last season.
Well, yeah,
since last season.
Yeah.
It's been pretty much.
Well, last season, I think, had a mixture of stuff that's in the books and then a lot of and some new stuff.
So right now, it's just straight up, two directors and they're going with it. This isn't based off any written material.
Correct.
And they have, like, basically a brief
guideline.
You know, an overview, like a treatment of the overall.
Right. JR kind of was like, hey, I'm going to give you a couple spoilers so you keep on track.
A couple spoilers. Apparently D&D know the entire, they know everything. They know everything and how it's going to
end. I'm not going to read that.
But that being said, they know everything. They've probably seen the manuscript. So when you see, like, the storylines in the books with, like, the magical horns that that you can take down a dragon with and all, that shit's all gone. And it's still going on in the books, like, ooh, this mystery. There's another Targaryen that they never brought up in the goddamn show.
You just brought up something about, like,
there's another Greyjoy brother that they just never brought.
You don't need that Greyjoy.
But they're like, now you're all going to be one Greyjoy guy. It's just like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to figure for TV, they have to.
But you understand.
Start whittling it down at one point.
For people to read the books, they're kind of like, all right, well, I guess this guy doesn't matter. It's hard to read the book. You're like, you don't matter. Yeah. You're not in the show.
But what does matter is there are now giant White Walkers.
Well, that's consistent in both. Yeah, that's a problem.
That matters. Well,
they didn't really address that too much in this episode, but, like,
they
where
showed
did they
it.
Go from the initial scene? I'm trying to remember.
This,
like,
is from the fighting that happened at the end of last season, season six, where there were giants fighting. A few of them died, so, of course, they resurrected as White Walkers.
And, Dutch, you don't need a 20-minute White Walker scene.
Yeah.
You need what they did last night, like that 3 minute of, oh, snap. And then you just...
They're still coming.
Yeah, that's all you need is, I'm watching you, buddy. Yeah.
I'm walking really slowly towards that wall.
But we're undead and we don't sleep, so we're getting there.
Yeah, well, don't you? We have plenty of time.
We're not stopping for sandwiches or anything.
Actually, the longer we take, the larger our army becomes as more of you die. So, continue.
What was the scene that happened like right after the initial Arya scene? I'm trying to remember.
This scene right here that Royce has paused that we should probably keep going.
Yeah, the scene that we had, yeah, was... The White Walker scene here, where we see, we just talked about, where we see the giants, and then we have a Bran. Bran was basically looking at the White Walkers coming towards them
With at least three giants.
And now you have Bran at the gate of the at the.
By the way, another strong bitch. This bitch pulls Bran Stark all the way from above the wall back to the wall.
This chick deserves the MVP award.
Holy shit.
Fuck Arya.
That's
even Arya. Even Arya wouldn't be able to do that shit.
Yeah.
Move your legs.
I mean, it's not only she's dragging his weight, but he's also on a sled with blankets on top of him, and it's freezing cold, and she's exhausted. Yeah. How on earth did she pull that off? I mean, the White Walkers are slow, but she had to not have been going that much faster than they were.
Yeah. So yeah, Bran, and her are at the.
And then there's like the whole thing with going back to the thing with the books. That's her dad, her and the kid that got ate last season by the fucking zombies, that took Bran to the tree. Like their dad's just. Where the fuck's he at? Like, he was in the books.
By the way,
all these people missing.
Were rich people forced to memorize their ancestry just because IDs weren't invented yet? Like, their only proof that they are who they say they are by memorizing a bunch of other names?
Yes. I don't think you have to memorize. It's like any other thing. It's like liking a team in sports.
Right.
You don't have to memorize every player ever. Just the good ones. The ones that people recognize.
Right. Like, I am Bran Stark, son of... Eddard Stark of how the blah, blah, blah. Yeah, like, you're fine. Come on in.
Yeah, you name the famous ones. You go Eddard Stark, and they're like, oh, the Jon Snow's brother. Yeah, because Jon Snow's cool. Everybody knows Jon Snow.
So then the next scene that we have, speaking of Jon Snow, after the scene at the wall,
is him with his terrible new hair.
Is Jon Snow speaking to all the different houses with Sansa sitting next to him?
I
guess.
Can I say this? Sansa sitting next to him? Looking like a bitch.
Yep.
I guess
is she legal age now?
She's beyond illegal age now. Yeah, she's been like 25. Let's beyond
illegal age.
Wait, no, I'm saying she's like 25, I think, now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's... Yeah.
Let's play a clip.
To put a spear in my granddaughter's hand.
I don't plan on knitting by the fire while men fight for me. I might be smaller, Glover, and I might be a girl, but I am every bit as much a northerner as you.
Indeed you are, my lady. No one is
questioning. And I don't need your permission to defend the North.
Oh, shit! She is the best character.
We'll begin training every man, woman, boy, and girl on Bear Island.
She is fucking amazing.
And also,
she's a bitch.
I also think that House Mormont's probably dead.
Yeah.
Probably.
They're just going.
They're probably going to die in a glorious fire.
They're going out.
They're going to kill some more children and make us all cry.
She's
like
going to die really badly in one
She's
episode.
Too lovable.
But they'll be like one of those famous dead families that people be like, I remember them. Out, you know, like northern people and write songs about them and shit.
But that's the beauty of the show. They will set you up because we all love her, and just is a omen to all of us going. Oh, they're going to kill her bad.
Of course.
Well, what if she rides out in like on the back of a bear instead of on a horse?
Now that we
But what if the bear turns around and eats her head?
Well, no, cuz she's the Bear Island, so, you know, she's probably owning some bears, right?
Yeah, it's hard to control a bear. Have you tried to control a bear before?
What if the White Walkers win, right? This is my theory. White Walkers win at the end.
And then the whole show's over.
And the White Walkers appoint undead Ned Stark as King of the Seven Kingdoms.
Are you talking about a White Walker privilege? Because I'm not down about that.
Well, I don't think you can because Ned Stark's head's off.
But they bring people back from the dead.
Yeah, head or no head.
They can reattach it.
Yeah, they'll bring him back to life and his body will go walk around for a while and go find his head.
Yeah.
Like in the cartoons.
Yeah, I guess he didn't get burned. You have to burn him, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess
he'll be a little gross, but he gets the, you know. Yeah.
And here's a little dissension in the ranks here with Jon Snow and Sansa. Let's play that.
All right. The Umbers and the Karstarks have fought beside the Starks for centuries. They've kept faith for generation after generation.
And then they broke faith.
I'm not going to strip these families of their ancestral homes because of the crimes of a few reckless sons.
So there's no punishment for treason and no reward for loyalty.
Oof. Yeah.
In that regard, like, I guess it's okay to, but that's a bad look for him. And why is she doing that?
Well, what I yelled, and I know Merce saw me, what I yelled was like, bitch, can you fucking tell him that in private?
Yeah. Tell him afterwards.
Give him the like, I'm not even saying don't have an opinion. You should have one, but like, you even.
But at the same time, they are kind of co-leaders.
No, I know, so. but they're not showing unity. You know what I mean? Like, that's right. I think that's important. And Merce was saying it earlier, like, we were talking off air, and it's like, Sansa's turning into Cersei's man. You know?
Well, she learned from Cersei. Mm. I don't know. I think that there's
something
to...
They did address it, though, later. I'm sorry, Marie. Go ahead.
I think there's something to be said for them being open to a dialogue and discussion, and that might have more... But I don't think at this time the people would respect it, but I think later on, I think people would respect having a dialogue openly instead of behind closed doors and just being told blindly what to do.
So that's what I'm saying is a lot with these open forum discussions that they have. It seems like anybody can say anything at any time.
Yes.
It seems like it's a little different diplomatics in that world than it would be, like, let's say, in ours.
No, I get that. But I mean, again, no, because if he's the king, like, if you imagine that Cersei's. If Cersei's talking, no one's going to interrupt her and go, no, I think we should do it this way. They'll fucking kill him. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that's the thing. It clearly didn't make a difference because towards the end, everybody was on board. Do you have any thoughts from that?
It also...
Yeah. Give me, we'll do that in 1 second, but go ahead, Mercer.
Okay, go ahead.
It also has been established in the show and in the books that the northern people are a bit more... rambunctious and put up with a little more shit.
They're like the south of the north.
They're not the exactly, dude. That's actually a really good description.
That's a very good point.
You know what I mean? Like they put up with a little more. But the puppy, the ticker,
you
know,
man.
And you got to put up with it for a little bit because they're not as controllable. Right. That's why the wildlings are so similar to them.
Do you think
and Awesome Possum in the YouTube chat says, "Is this a rewatch or blind?" No, this is a rewatch of the show. We've already seen it. We're going over it. But yeah, thanks for joining. Go ahead, Marie.
Do you think Sansa knew the ages of the kids before she said, don't give them back their house?
Yeah, because that's a very, very interesting scene.
Yeah, that was awkward.
There's no way that you don't know in that scenario.
You find out that they're children. You know what I mean? That this whole, we're going to burn their houses and their family and, you know, Sansa's losing her mind. And you find out that they're just kids. You know what I mean? And it that's like, come on, man.
Yeah, she knew.
That was cold.
Yeah, she definitely knew.
Because you, in this.
I don't think she did.
No, you do, because in this scenario, they only have so many great families and great houses.
Yeah, and they were all sitting right in front of her.
They know of each other. Yeah. They know the lineages.
Yeah, but like you saw her face when they stepped up. Like, she had no idea that that was the... It didn't matter either way.
No, because she looked disappointed. Look.
That's just her pouting.
Yeah, that might not be her not knowing. That might be her sad that she didn't get her way.
Yeah, that's
true. I don't
think
she knew.
And there was a nice little a little back and forth between her and Jon Snow. Actually, here, let's play that clip.
Ladies, you undermine me.
We can't question your decisions anymore.
Of course you can, but
Joffrey never let anyone question his authority. You think he was a good king?
Do you think I'm Joffrey?
You're as far from Joffrey as anyone I've ever met.
So then why are you questioning the man?
And literally calling him Joffrey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you stop doing that? Why don't you calm down?
Yeah.
Bring down your walls a little bit because Jon Snow is not Cersei or Joffrey or Tommen or any of these other Lannisters.
Well, I think he addresses that. Well, Tommen, he kind of dresses her down in a second, doesn't he? Or do you have more of a clip?
There's a little more clip here. Awesome Possum has a good question before we move on. Just going back just a little bit. Do we think Arya is going to continue south or change her mind and go back to the north and go home? And I was talking to Merce. It's funny
well,
Merce you say
thinks that. She's going to just go full on bloodlust and just start killing everything.
And
I don't think so.
I think that something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Between now and then. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I think a family reunion is due on episode 10.
I don't think Arya is going to try to go home. I think she's going to try to kill Cersei.
Yeah, she's not.
Yeah, I think Cersei, that's the number one on the kill. Because she even makes a joke, and we're going to get to it in a little bit, but she even makes a joke like, I'm going to go kill the queen, you know? And everyone's laughing. But yeah, let's play a little bit more of the Jon Snow Sansa thing, because I think it's important.
You're good at this, you know.
At what?
At ruling.
No.
You are. You are. They respect you, they really do, but you have to... Why are you laughing?
What did Father used to say? Everything before the word but is horse shit.
That's funny.
No, it is funny.
Yeah. No, he never cursed in front of his girls.
Because he was trying to protect us. He never wanted us to see how dirty the world really is, but Father couldn't protect me, neither can you. Stop trying.
All right, I'll stop trying to protect you, and you stop trying to undermine me.
I'm not trying to undermine you. You have to be smarter than Father. You need to be smarter than Rob. I loved them, I missed them, but they made stupid mistakes,
and now they're
lost
dead.
Their heads for it.
Dead!
And this scene right here...
She's not wrong.
No, she's not. Listen, and isn't it funny, Mersh? What did I say when we were rewatching it today? I go, she's not wrong.
No, she's not wrong, but she also learned from Cersei.
Right.
Does that mean that she's going to marry her brother and try to rule everyone?
No, it was brought up a few seasons ago with Oberyn Martell and Tyrion when they were talking. And when Cersei tried to like manipulate the Martell dude, and he didn't fall for it. And then he went to talk to Tyrion. And
right.
Tyrion said, Cersei's always been good at using the truth to her advantage. So I feel like she's being honest here, but she's also being a little over the top because she's trying to still gain his trust. But she's still an asshole. She's all fucked up.
Right.
Yeah, because, I mean, they only had, like, what was it, half of last season to really get to know each other again?
Right.
Because they had been apart for so long, and then they had all this fucked upness happen in a very short amount of time.
Sansa was, like, a preteen girl. From her preteens to her late teens, she's basically just been getting psychologically, physically, and sexually tortured.
Yeah.
And now it's like everybody's like, oh, she's going to start being bad. And it's like, yeah, but that's why.
You go through what she went through and come out the other side being half as cognizant as she is.
That's why he writes good characters, because he writes people that are real. Like, you can't all the characters that are horrible on the show, most of them other than Joffrey and Ramsay, you can't even really hate them. Because look at Jaime Lannister. He's bounced back and forth so many times. Like, he's been a heel and a baby face more times than the Big Show has.
Like, I'll go with, like, I love her, I hate her. I love her. That's the beauty of the show.
I know, I hate her. She's always consistently hateable. But Jaime,
I love how you
bounce back
she
and
is,
forth
though.
With poor Jaime.
Awesome,
like,
awesome possum in the YouTube chat just using little fingers trying to get Sansa to turn on Jon. Now, we were talking about that, about Littlefinger, and there's a little, we're going to play a scene in a bit, but there was a really good scene where Sansa does end it by telling Littlefinger, we'll pretend you said something clever or something of that effect.
And, you know, to shut him up.
Yeah, to shut him up. But, yeah, I mean, I think Littlefinger's end game is to be on the Iron Throne. And I think
he said that as much this episode, no?
I think
or was it the last episode?
I think if Jon's winning, then he's all about her just being cool with Jon and just trying to have her in his ear. But if they start losing, he's all about fucking replacing Jon with her.
Western Echo says Sansa feels she should be the ruler of the North, so there's some resentment there. Yeah, I guess that's another good point.
Oh, because Jon Snow's a bastard and she's true blood?
Well, he might be. He even said that, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
she's
going to have to eventually find out that he's actually from two way better families than her. Well, she's half of the same family. Yeah. But
that's all conjecture.
Her other. No, it's not. It was confirmed in the last season.
From Martin?
From the fucking show
in
the books.
Yeah. It's been laid out.
Yeah.
R plus L.
Yeah.
That's why I've heard the rumors, but I don't know if there was actual.
They show them being born and then they show the baby being Jon Snow.
The producers would not have made that change if it's not in the books.
Yeah, it's in there.
That would have been fucking, dude, there'd be riots when the books come out.
And Awesome Possum's asking about Jorah and the infection. We're going to get to that. I want to talk about that. But before that,
we're going to try to go in order.
Yeah, before that.
I'm sorry, we're jumping around.
But we will get there. We will get to that. Before
God
that,
damn it, Mersh.
I'm sorry. It is partial.
we walk. The next thing is we see Cersei standing in her newly painted. What room would this be? Would you call this a library?
The boning room.
The
well, I guess it's some kind of war room.
Yeah, I guess a war room. Okay. Yeah.
And instead of painting a mural of Dick, she decides to paint a mural of the map of Westeros,
right,
so she can stand over it.
But that's why, right, that's why I'm thinking it's probably their strategy.
Well, the Sistine Chapel put dicks on the ceiling, so she puts maps on the floor. Whatever.
She's got a good point. You can't argue that. Yeah, I mean, so you have Cersei's talking with Jaime, and there's a lot. Well,
by the way, do both of them seem dressed in suits that don't fit them?
Let me play a little bit of their conversation.
Listen, leave the fucking 1400s version of the Underwoods alone.
Yeah, here.
Now he stands beside our enemies and gives them counsel. He's out there somewhere at the head of an armada.
That is a good looking man.
Yeah.
Where will they land?
Look how handsome I am.
He really is the most handsome thing
ever. Now look at me from this angle.
Deep water ports for the ships. Stannis left the castle unoccupied, and that's where she was born.
I'll give it to them. It films well when you're standing over top of the place you're talking about.
It does. This scene was great. This scene was fucking great.
To the west. Olenna, the old cunt. Not the traitor.
They're basically doing human chess right now.
Enemies to the north. Ned Stark's bastard has been named king in the north for that murdering whore.
Man, rumor travels fast around Westeros.
I think what you're learning here
is... ravens are goddamn fast.
What you're learning here, and at least what I did in this scene, and because you saw it back-to-back with the Sansa scene, was I think Sansa realizes to defeat Cersei's, she has to be like Cersei's. Like, Cersei's is that brutal. She is that, like, cutthroat. There's no middle ground with her. There's no mercy. There's no empathy.
I learned it from you, okay?
But do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, she's learned because everyone she knows has been killed, and Cersei's the only one alive. So
here's a good question from Awesome Possum: would you say Cersei's or Jaime's odds are higher of dying? Who do you think's gonna better chance of dying, Jaime or Cersei's? Cersei.
Jaime's played both sides, so yeah. I feel like he's better at staying alive than she will.
That's a good point.
She has a lot of targets on her back.
And, I mean, fucking even if the Targaryens take over,
yeah,
he saved Tyrion's life.
Yeah,
Tyrion's
is on the Targaryen side.
Not going to let them kill him. He's going to be like, bro, you wouldn't even have me if it wasn't for
and
homeboy.
Brienne of Tarth is with the northern people, and she likes Jaime. So she got a friend on the north, and she's got a friend with the dragon.
Everybody's going to be like, Jaime's a piece of shit, but he's our piece of shit.
Yeah.
Kind of like Jaime.
Yeah. Plus, he's a good fighter. What does Cersei do except ruin everything?
Yeah, that's the thing, too. When they go to execute, if Daenerys Targaryen took over Westeros and they go to execute every Lannister, as soon as they got to Jaime, Tyrion would be like, all right, here's the thing about Jaime.
Right.
Put everybody calm down. Jaime's a cool guy. He's a little fucked up. But,
yeah.
You know,
like,
he's fine.
He'll toe the line. He'll toe
the
line.
He's got one hand. He's not going to hurt anybody. Relax.
Yeah.
He's fine.
He got defeated by a woman. He's basically just a shell of a man.
But yeah, he's actually, when you think about it, and I've never actually thought about it until now, what if Jaime's like this master player of the game?
Yeah.
What if he's, because nobody's ever brought that up. Like, that's not even a Reddit theory yet. But what if Jaime is like this masterful Littlefinger character?
He doesn't seem like it.
Neither does any sociopath. That's my point.
That's true.
What if Jaime is this next level sociopath where even Cersei gets killed and Jaime's like, I know, what a terrible woman. But he's still a piece of shit.
Maybe, but I mean, I don't
think so. That would be surprising because
somebody put that on Reddit and give me co-props. Give me some Reddit gold.
Now, the next scene that we get into is the Iron Islands and their armada.
One expects the Spanish Inquisition.
the armada is coming to talk to Cersei.
That's like not a lot of boats.
Yeah.
You figure the CGI team would have done a better job. Like, there's, you know, we're thinking a whole war coming up. That's like 80 ships.
That's like enough boats.
That's like a fucking 100.
I was impressed with the boats.
Whatever.
So Greyjoy, and I'm sorry, what's his name? I always forget his name.
Euron Greyjoy?
Yeah, Euron Greyjoy. Sorry.
Myron Greyjoy?
Yeah.
Was on Greyjoy.
And that's another thing they fucked up, because in the books there's Euron and Victarion Greyjoy, and there's a whole bunch of Greyjoy fleets and weird fucking mystical items.
Now, in my opinion, this was one of the highlights of the episode because I watched it twice. Well, Marsh and I both watched it twice.
Anything with sexy Jamie.
Yeah, well, God, he is just...
So ruggedly handsome.
Euron Greyjoy talking to Cersei.
Oh, yeah, because he's an asshole.
But I love him. He's so aloof.
Let's play a little bit. play a little bit.
He's leaning on one
right
side.
Across the world and gave them to the Dragon Queen so she could bring her armies here to attack you.
He's too much of a fan of Pirates
it's
of the Caribbean,
compared
I think.
To the treason you suffered at the hands of a family member, from what I hear. But still, it bothers me. Murdering them would make me feel a lot better. And since it appears that all our treasonous family members are fighting for the same side, I thought we rightful monarchs could murder them together.
Now, he steps up and the mountain walks over like, bitch, you better get off that step.
I like the new black cloaks on these guys, too. It's very intimidating.
Yeah.
So very, very 2017, every police force in America.
You were soundly defeated. Come to mention it. Weren't you the one who started that rebellion by sailing to Casterly Rock and burning the Lannister fleet? You certainly caught us there. Very smart move on your part. Of course, we all made it to the Iron Islands anyway. I was there.
I remember very well. I saw you. I heard so much talk. The best in the world, no one can stop him. I didn't believe it, to be honest. But I must say, when you rushed through the breach and started cutting people down, it was glorious.
That was just, he's so happy. His entire kin, his place was getting too crowded anyway.
He doesn't give a fuck.
He's, you know,
psychotic, but I love it. But you know, it's weird. Like, it's funny because you have there are these characters that are like Ramsay. Mm-hmm. And then there's characters like Euron, and they're just presented different ways where they're both kind of similar. They're the same guy. I like Euron. He's got some swagger to him.
How many ways can we write an asshole into this storyline?
Awesome Possum says, do you think the Lannisters are going to backstab a Euron Greyjoy?
Absolutely, Greyjoy. If they can get 100%. A chance to.
Yeah, I think so. Because he says, well, you know, he asks for a hand in marriage. He says, you can't be trusted. He says he's going to go prove his worth and bring her a present. What do you think that's going to be?
You could fuck her over, too.
I know, but what do you think that present is that he's going to bring her? Do you think it's Tyrion? Because I keep thinking
it's a
Tyrion.
It's a person. It's
it
not,
has to be Tyrion.
It's not a materialistic thing.
He's going to try
some sort of Can I be the first person to do this right now?
Sure.
All right, I'm calling it.
Oh, here we go.
All right, and I want props if I get this right.
Okay.
What are you calling?
Gendry. He's going to come back with Robert Baratheon's final bastard.
You think so?
And do what?
Whack him. Okay. I mean, he may get away. I don't know. I'm thinking that maybe.
Well, yeah. And by the way, I think to answer your question, Austin Possum, I think there's a 100% chance they could both backstab each other. 100% chance. The Lannisters and the Greyjoys.
A double cross?
Yeah, there's no way.
Triple cross?
That either side should be like, yeah, okay, let's just team up.
Quadruple cross.
You know?
The double cross of the double cross.
Because the end game is what? Like, you know, even in the scene before Jaime brought up to Cersei, like, what dynasty? All our family's dead, you know? Like, once she's gone, okay, let's say Cersei
dies.
They're
still young enough to have another weird incest baby.
Yeah.
But let me ask a question. Let's say Cersei dies. Who then becomes the king?
Jaime.
I guess Jaime by line of succession.
Yeah. Or Tyrion. I don't know.
It would be Jaime and then Tyrion, technically.
Are you saying that if Cersei and fucking Jaime bite it, Tyrion would technically be?
You know,
by the current very, very argued line of succession, though.
I've also wondered if Jaime will get fed up with Cersei and Jaime kill Cersei.
Nah.
Do you think, I sometimes think he's gonna, like, Return of the Jedi, throw his father, you know, just turn good at the very last second?
He likes that pussy too much, though. Yeah. No.
There was a whole poop scene that Sam was going back, and that's the next scene in the hospital, in the library. Sam is cleaning out poop pans. And that was hard to watch. Was that hard to watch?
I had
a lot of poops.
It was a lot of poops.
It was really hard to watch. But end result of that is Sam trying to figure out a way to get into like the secret part of the library.
Also, Sam somehow miraculously still fat. Winner's here.
Yeah, well, not for him.
He looks slightly thinner.
Does he, or is he wearing a bigger shirt?
Maybe that.
Yeah, and
this is so Harry Potter, by the way.
Yeah.
Him trying to get into the restricted area of the library to learn about the magical things.
Yeah, so then you find out that Sam's working at, I guess you would call it the morgue. Is it a morgue?
No,
right?
I think it's a hospital.
Is it a hospital?
I think it's for research purposes.
Yeah, a hospital where there's dead people that they're dissecting for research purposes.
Well, yeah, they
call it a morgue.
Obviously, they're doing autopsies on the people that die, but they also had chambers where people that were terribly sick were also there. So
I love how that one guy was like, "Okay, thank you, clean up this mess." Here after he has a conversation with
that's
them.
Like
he's
anybody.
Him.
And
here's
I guarantee
spleen.
There's probably so many medical students and people that have done like so many trials for a while. Like they're probably miserable that know that moment.
Let's check
where
it
you're
out.
Just the junior person.
I was wondering if you'd considered my proposition.
I don't remember your proposition.
I asked you if, in light of what I'd seen in the north, if I could have access to the restricted area of the library.
That area is reserved for maesters. Are you a maester?
No.
Not a very strong proposition, is it?
He's weighing organs now, which was...
Archmaester, with respect, I've seen them. The army of the dead. The White Walkers. I was sent here to learn how to defeat them. Everyone in the Citadel, those who'll even talk to me, they all doubt the Walkers ever existed in the first place.
Everyone in the Citadel doubts everything. It's their job.
That was funny. So the end result is he ends up getting in there, sneaking in there, and he finds a book. And in this book, it says it's under Dragonstone, right, where the dragon glass is?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Correct? So they find out that
basically
that's
located in like a mine of dragon glass, right?
And as we found out earlier, the dragon glass is what kills the White Walkers. Now, Mersh, you were telling me there's a rumor that the dragon glass might also heal the scale disease that people have.
Yeah,
I did not tell you that.
I told you that.
You told me that.
I told you
there was a rumor.
So I posted a picture in the chat room where somebody freeze framed the Valerian book that he stole out of the library. On the left-hand side, there was a lot of words that you couldn't really read. And then they scroll to the right-hand side where you see Dragonstone and he finds the map and he thinks, oh, all the dragon glass is here underneath the obviously named island of Dragonstone.
Right.
But if you pause and you actually read what's going on the other side, it's hard. But they're basically saying that there might have been other uses for Dragonstone.
Dragon glass or stones.
Or dragon glass. And so then they after that scene, you're cutting to other prisoners or other patients or whatever it is in the Citadel. And you see Jorah's hand. And so I think that's how people made the correlation that if he's there, if Jorah is there in the Citadel, he might be there looking for a cure for his little scaly disease. And if someone else has figured it out, i.e., the one little girl from what's her face? Little scale
Stances,
girl.
Or Stannis' son or daughter, sorry.
Yeah, so if she figured it out, obviously there is something that stops it. So that's the theory is that it's
but
the dragon glass.
But even Shireen and Stannis and them didn't know what... They said they tried so many things to cure her that they didn't know what worked.
But did they try dragon glass?
Maybe. But I'm just saying, it's not a... Nobody's going to be like, oh, it definitely does. It's going to have to be the book itself.
Awesome Possum says, do you think John's going to be able to get the dragon glass before the White Walkers make it? I mean, maybe. The thing is, how close... Because we keep seeing the White Walkers, but how close are they to the wall? Like, what's the distance? You know, because they keep showing them just walking, but where are they on the map?
I wish I knew. I don't know. You know. It seems like they've been walking forever.
Yeah, it does seem like the White Walkers have just been on the steady,
They're just far enough away from what it seems like to, because they were making a point earlier, like, we need to re-man the wall.
Yeah.
Earlier in the episode, they were saying, we need to get more troops to the wall because this is happening. So it was obviously far enough away for them to be like, hey, you guys are this close, they're that close, let's all go there.
It just seems like mining Dragonglass would take a while. And now there's another great scene here. We go back and we see Brienne, the best love story of all time, Brienne. And
the Hound.
Yeah, no, not the Hound. Brienne and, what's his name?
Pod?
Tormund. Yes. Tormund. His name is Tormund.
Anybody else want to see the Hound and Brienne fuck?
The Hound?
Well, the Hound, no, Tormund.
Tormund,
why
yes.
would you want to see two ugly people bang?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here's a little back and forth between Littlefinger and Sansa that I think we should check out.
I'm at home, surrounded by friends. I have Brienne to protect me from anyone who would harm me.
What about happy? Why aren't you happy?
I don't know, what maybe do because my teen years have been a beating and rape fest.
Oh, that's... Oh, you said...
No need to seize the last word, Lord Baelish. I'll assume it was something clever.
Now be gone with you, or this giant lesbian will snap your neck.
Yeah, she walks up behind like, is there a prom here?
She's the cock block at the bar.
Brienne walks
up. We said we were leaving together.
What's the issue?
Where were you when Stringer Bell was killed?
Yeah, seriously.
Is he getting in your business? Because I'll take care of him. Just say the word.
So, we see again here Littlefinger. He's manipulating.
And we still don't know why. What's his end game?
The Iron Throne.
You even said it. His end game was to sit on the Iron Throne.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, but how was he going to do that?
By marrying Sansa, which was what he was trying to do.
Right.
I guess.
And then making Sansa force Snow out.
Well, why is he so bad at it? He's a terrible flirt.
All right. Well, let's get
He's
to the...
He's a creeper.
Let's get to the scene here where there's a lot of people that seem to be angry. Ed Sheeran was in this episode. The singer Ed Sheeran was in this episode. And Arya walks up to them basically singing. People were mad. Now, did this bother anybody else here?
I had somebody at work, not at work, but on the way to work at the coffee shop I go to. Guy who works there I'm buddies with, he was going off about this. And I was like, dude, I'm just not enough of a pop culture Ed Sheeran fanboy to even have been sucked out of the Game of Thrones universe to notice it was him.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know what he looks like.
And he looks like Ed Sheeran's a fucking weird ginger who looks like he belongs in Game of
Thrones.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
So what's the problem?
Yeah, I don't know. And we've had singers on Game of Thrones before. You know, there's Mastodon people and pretty sure Pitbull was in an episode. I'm joking.
But it's clear from the singing and from looking at him in this group of soldiers, if this was a role-playing experience, he's definitely that faggot-ass bard. He's a bard,
awesome,
for sure.
Awesome Possum Monsonovi, if we think that Arya's ever going to find Nymeria, her direwolf.
Yeah, because that's a priority right now. With everything else going on. I hope she finds her dog.
Well,
fucking
this
ice zombie's coming, asshole.
They
prioritize.
They
identified
hold on.
The guy that Ramsay was playing shoot 'em up with, when the guy, you know, he told the kid to run. They started out with throwing the direwolf's head out on the battlefield.
Would you fucking...
So they still will every once in a while revert back to them direwolves.
I'm with Awesome Possum. No, I think it's important. Why not? Their fucking house...
Let me ask you something.
No, their house fucking banner is a wolf.
Hey, Awesome Possum, if you're listening, I just want to ask you something. If the fucking zombie apocalypse was happening and we were getting nukes rained on us right now, would you put up fucking lost dog flyers
on telephone poles, you asshole? I think it's more so just the
principle.
Tying up loose ends that the story identified. Well, you would like to know what happened to Nymeria, whether or not she comes up with Arya or not.
Okay, I'd like to know if humanity's going to survive. That's
how
I want to find
out. If humanity's going to survive, would you rather have some sort of weapon you can hold or a fucking direwolf at your side?
Direwolf.
I want a direwolf.
Direwolf, 100%. You're wrong.
I want to know where all direwolves are all the time.
It's the goddamn end of the world. Everyone's going to die. There's ice zombies coming and dragons.
Yeah.
And this guy's worried if this 16-year-old girl's going to find her lost
dog. You know how awesome Ghost has been fighting alongside Jon Snow?
Awesome Possum sounds like one of those people that buys Skyrim and does all the side quests.
I would.
And never finishes the main quest.
And what's wrong with that? I like that.
Sometimes, finish the dragon quest.
Sometimes,
I think that's actually a very valid question.
Sometimes you finish the main quest and then you have time to do a couple side quests and see what else happens.
You never know. You just might get a direwolf.
I agree. Thank you for the question, Awesome Puzzle. Mercer's just cranky because Ed Sheeran's in this
yeah,
scene.
Why are you so cranky?
I'm cranky because we got ice zombies and demons killing us. Shadow demons coming out of vaginas. And this guy's like, I wonder if the dog's going to find the girl.
I hope to God that becomes like a major part of
I
the
do.
Storyline.
I hope two episodes of this entire season
are just dedicated,
dedicated to direwolves coming back.
I love
and
that
by
you
the
spitefully
way,
want.
And they turn the tide
no
of the
dialogue.
War.
By the way, no dialogue. Just following the wolves, doing wolf things.
Well, it's not a Vince Gilligan show.
Yeah. I would love that.
20-minute taking a car apart.
I'm Team Awesome Possum.
Here's two reasons why Ed Sheeran didn't bother me in this scene. First, I didn't really recognize him until everyone's like, oh my God, Ed Sheeran's in here. Second of all, apparently the only reason why he wanted to show up and why they got him in the first place is because the girl who plays Arya Stark is a huge fan and they were trying to geek her out.
Yeah, I heard that too. Awesome Possum, that's a good point. Yeah, the fucking direwolves could chew zombies' heads off. So yeah, why not? Yeah, you have another fucking... I'm not talking about... Listen, I would be on your side, Mersh, if you were saying, gee, I hope she finds her Doberman Pinscher, or I hope she finds her...
Hey, awesome Possum.
Sword, that
hey,
little
hey,
weird
listen,
needle sword.
Hey, yeah. Dummy, I don't know how much you know about fucking military strategy, but I don't think one dog is going to be the fucking game changer against a bunch
of
dead ice zombies.
No. Dire wolves, yes.
Okay, but they still can't kill White Walkers, dickface.
Caucasian
how do you
walkers.
Know?
Sam's doing better, more work than Awesome Possum's doing.
Is he?
At least he's finding daggers he and stuff. Awesome Possum's like, I hope we get my dog back.
Okay, so
I'm team dog. All right, we're
Ed
focusing
Sheeran
too
was
much.
In the episode for like a max of what, 30 seconds?
Sorry, yeah, and he barely talked.
Brotherhood Without Banners is on the screen. Best
so,
part of
so
the
now,
show.
Yeah, so now we have the
a
next.
A bunch of grizzled, angry fucking veterans with no legs.
So they pull up, and then we have the Hound. The Hound pulls up to the house.
Now, I saw it. I was like, they had to have resurrected him. Was there an episode I missed from last season?
No. Are you not?
You're asking us? We don't know.
You don't know what the significance of the house and stuff is?
No, I know who they are. I'm just talking about the Hound. Because last time we saw him, he was dying in the wilderness, and Arya left him.
Yeah, and then
that
and
was
then,
the last
so clearly they picked him up and they just didn't show it.
No, they did.
You're
they,
led to believe
they showed
are.
Him. They showed him in the village.
He was in last season.
Yeah, he was in the village with the dude with the dude from Deadwood.
Right, and that whole like fighting thing. Oh, what am I missing? I need to rewatch last season now. Damn it.
Yeah, we're going.
Sorry,
rehab.
I apologize. I'm misspeaking here.
Right. Yeah, so then this house that the Hound's at is the same house from we read online. Mercer and I. We're talking about it.
Verified. You called bullshit on me.
Merge. No. I didn't call bullshit. I said I don't think so. And we looked it online, and I did say this was the home where a couple seasons ago the Hound went there with Arya, and it was a farmer and her kid, and he beat up the farmer and took his money and said they're gonna die because of winter anyway. So he goes back to this house and he sees the dead family there. With a knife, where apparently the dad killed the kid so he wouldn't have to starve to death. And then he sneaks out in the middle of the night and buries the corpses.
By the way, fast gravedigger, this guy.
Yeah, really good. Also,
very
maybe
efficient.
It's the least he could do for the people he robbed and left for dead.
Yeah.
Who also killed themselves.
Right.
And I'm sure him taking the money didn't help.
Probably not.
Probably
part of what killed him.
Then we have a scene here where one of the other dudes, and I don't know this guy's name, the guy with the man bun that he makes fun of, by the way.
He does make fun
Thoros
of that man
of
bun.
Mir.
Yeah. He tells him to look into the fire. Now, when the Hound looks into the fire, let's go ahead and play that scene.
Look into the flames. I don't want to look in the damn flames.
You saw me bring him back from the dead after you cut him down. Don't you want to know what gave me the power?
I keep asking and no one wants to tell me.
We can't tell you. Only the fire can tell you.
A dude so breathless.
Yeah.
Speak up.
What do you see?
Logs burning.
Keep looking. What do you see?
Ice. A wall of ice. The wall.
What else?
It's where the wall meets the sea. There's a castle there. There's a mountain. Looks like an arrowhead. The dead are marching past. Thousands of them.
Now, I was talking to Mike off air about this too. I would say the Hound's storyline is the best storyline in the entire overall overreaching storyline.
My favorite character, period,
is so good because he's showing remorse. First off, the burying of the bodies. That's him being a human. Like he's feeling bad for what he did. And I think that he's realized a lot of shitty stuff that he's done, and he thinks he could do better. Ironically, though, I still think Arya's going to end up killing him because he was on her list, and I think it's going to happen.
I don't think so. I don't think that it's going to be because he's on the list because she took him off the list,
right?
But he's rolling with a whole crew of people she still has on her list. So it's kind of like one of the things, like, I let you off my list, but here you are with these assholes. Like, I think they're going to cross paths. I think he's going to be defending his boys, and I think there's going to be a thing, and she's going to kill him.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what in that scene, what you noticed was him starting to believe the whole Lord of the Fire thing. Like, because up to that point, he had been super, you know, he was a Hound. He was super skeptical about anything kind of stuff, thought everything sucked, you're an idiot, why would you believe in this fairy tale nonsense? And then him actually seeing it firsthand, now, like you said, these are going to become his boys, I think.
Yeah, now he's in. He's in the crew now, so she's going to be like, and she's got beef with the Lord of Fire, because remember the Lord of Fire, they were going to burn Gendry. And that's her boy and all that. So she wants to kill the Red Lady and all those people. And I think the Red Lady's going to possibly end up meeting up with these guys.
Right.
So it's going to be a whole fucking thing.
That's right. She's still out there. They did let her leave. So, I mean.
Right.
So she's going to see the Hound, a guy that she wanted to kill. And she kind of gave him a mulligan.
Yeah.
But now he's rolling with this whole gang of people she wants to kill. It's not going to be really hard to go, all right, you're back on the list.
You have Sam here. We already talked about this, but Sam finding the book and finding out where the dragon glass is.
What does it have to do with the dragon scale, though, when you guys mention that? Is there a...
The theory is that dragon glass could cure dragon scale.
Because even after they show the dragon glass stuff, then they go right to Jorah.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're saying
it goes
that,
from him discovering the book, writing about how he made this awesome discovery, and then he's going door to door, I guess, delivering food.
Is that a jail that he's in?
That's what I was wondering. Like, I don't think it's a jail.
I think it's plus like an old person's home. Like, what's happening here?
I think it's some sort of like a sanitarium.
Yeah,
like they used to have back in the day. Just put like the infirmed and all the
like. We don't know
people.
What to do with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he had dragon scale.
Yeah, okay, it was what sanitariums were. We don't know what to do with you places.
So just stick you in a cell.
Yeah, everything from mentally ill to like leprosy. They were like, just put him there.
So you have Jorah here. They show him 1 second.
Okay. He's doing all right. He's doing good.
Daenerys Stormborn.
Haven't heard anything.
So after that scene that we see how bad Jorah's doing, they show his arm. Then we move back over to Danny. She's just
argue against Royce. Royce says the Greyjoys have the best sails. I say the Targaryens.
No, the Greyjoy sails are the coolest.
No, red and black looks cool.
Nah, red and black's better.
So
the Greyjoys had that like three pronged thing going.
I like the two
side sails. That was neat.
Yeah. By the way, how do the Greyjoys have like every ship ever? Like.
Well, they said
how does like one
half
family able to sail over like two armies from one side of the ocean? The other one's able to combat that, and they're all from the same family.
But they're pirates. That's like asking how does this car thief get all these cars?
They're obsessed with making boats. Like they've developed nothing else about their culture, land, or
except for
like
boats.
That's all they're like. Let's make some more boats. Let's make some more boats.
But again, it's not only that, but they're pirates. They literally steal boats. Like I figure every time you successfully steal fucking two or three trade ships, those are two or three ships you have retrofitted to your crew. Eventually,
all right.
They're like the Borg. Pirates can be like the Borg.
Now, so you have now the last scene of the show. It's pretty long, but it's pretty cool. Mersh was saying there's a few things about it in the book that he said were different from the show that he would have liked to see.
Well, just only that Dragonstone is way uglier and more barren and shitty than it is in the, like, they made it. Well, and I can't even say, so like the books. It's just, it's different because you couldn't have made Dragonstone for the show,
right,
and had people go, oh, this is a cool moment.
Like, now, Dragonstone at one point was the
my boy.
The launch base for Stannis at one point, right?
My boy, Stannis.
Yeah, and that's okay. So, Stannis's girl, the girl that had the grayscale, grew up on this island, and that's part of the theory that maybe Dragonstone was available
I like that because she's just around it.
She's just around it, so that's what stopped her from getting completely consumed.
Okay, that's a good
theory. Makes you wonder: is the Dragonscale is that in some way related to White Walkers? Because if it cures that and it kills White Walkers, is there some correlation between the two?
Well, we know that Dragonstone is some powerful shit because it created the White Walkers in the first place.
Yes, that's true.
With the little nymph people who started it all. It kills
them.
Well,
there you go. Yeah.
It kills them as well. So it creates and kills them. But then also there might be some other properties that we're learning about now.
Yeah. So anyway, like the dragon bitch and like the little nigga and like all them, they get to Dragonstone, right? And then like basically they be like, yo, we in Westeros, dog. Like, we coming, bro.
So one of the scenes that made Mersh was when Danny pulls down the Baratheon banner.
Yeah, I was bummed. Yeah. It really made me sad.
Right. So,
because I was fucking Team Stannis. I was Team Stannis up until the daughter burning. Like, two minutes before the daughter burning, I was still like, nah, he's not going to kill his kid. I would have been one of Stannis' lieutenants going, nah, dude, this is going to be one of those like mock executions or something. I know Stannis a lot of years. He's going to be all right.
So the episode's end with her saying, her in the war room saying, let's begin. Now,
shall we begin?
Let's go ahead and
which is great when you say, shall we begin? 7 seasons
basically
in.
The first episode of Game of Thrones ended like the last episode of House of Cards,
right? Yeah.
What I want to see is the preview for season two.
What do you mean, episode two?
Sorry, so let
season
me
season seven, episode two.
Yeah, let me go ahead and pull that up because I do want to watch that.
While you're pulling that up, can I say that the architects of that particular island are idiots because that's a really long walkway with a lot of brick. It's like a wall walkway that only fits basically two people left and right.
But I'm sure that was
that's
a tactical
really
move.
A lot of brick. They could have done that a lot easier.
That's a tactical move so that it's hard to storm the gates.
Yeah, Dutch.
It narrows
Well, you could go on any side. You're not going straight up the fucking thing if you're storming the gates.
Dutch, if you were to, let's say they were trying to, you know, you were defending your fortress, then they breach the gate. Now they still have a real fucking shitty Hannibal-esque
kind of like a trip
towards your shit. You still got a while to fire some arrows at them.
Well, yeah, but nobody's going through there. They're going up the sides.
They're still getting arrows shot at them.
Let's go ahead and watch season 7.
Oh, yeah, we'll do what you want.
Episode 2 preview. For
a Targaryen cannot be trusted.
The Mad King's daughters will destroy the realm.
We have an army, a fleet, and 3 dragons. We should hit King's Landing now.
Well, there was Nymeria, so yeah, so she does reunite with her because they show it.
Wait, I missed it. Where was it? Oh, is that it?
Yep.
They show the direwolf. First, you get egg on your face.
I don't
have egg on my face. Listen, I never at any point said like they.
You
won't.
Were saying you were poo pooing the idea that anybody would even address that, and the fact that they brought it up. Egg
for
face
for comical reasons. I was making the joke that yeah, it's funny that you would point out. Hey, I hope this girl finds her dog during the end of the world.
Any other predictions? Wolf. Any other predictions for the next episode before we pop out of here? Anything that we think? Because remember, this is a short season. It's only 6 episodes, correct?
What
out of
yeah, right? 6
last
episodes.
I heard, it was 10.
No, 6, right?
Mm-hmm. I'll pose a question to everyone.
Let's see.
Who is the first to die out of Cersei, Jaime, or Tyrion?
Oh, the Lannister siblings?
Yep. Which Lannister
Cersei.
Cersei. Royce?
Hold on. I'm trying to see how many episodes season 7 has.
Can I change my answer?
Yes, of course.
Jaime.
Okay.
Because Cersei's too important as a bad guy.
7 episodes.
The story going.
Can I change my
Jamie's
answer?
Jamie's going to die.
Yes.
Jamie.
Why?
Because Dutch changes to Jamie.
Okay.
Can I change my answer?
You didn't give an
dick.
Answer.
Oh.
All right. Asshole.
Can I give an answer then?
Yes.
Arya, but can I then change it to Jamie?
Yes, but Arya does not answer Arya. The original question.
Because Jamie is what Dutch said.
I'm very,
you
very
become so sympathetic that they have to kill him to keep you interested.
I'm fearful that they're going to kill off Tyrion. I'm very fearful.
Oh, can I change my answer?
Yeah.
Jamie.
That was your last
answer. That was already your answer.
That was your answer.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
All right, guys.
Get
hey,
out of here.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Next week we will be doing this same time. So if you're watching via YouTube, subscribe. If you're watching via Facebook, like the page. Either way, you'll see us. Good night, everybody.
We're not playing the Wiener song.
Shut up. Bye, guys.